Hello, and welcome to this installment of the Jones and Bartlett Learning Podcast Series. My name is Bill Kimball. Today we're focusing on our nursing discipline in speaking with Dr. Dee McGonigal and Dr. Kathy Mastrian, authors of the leading text in nursing informatics titled Nursing Informatics and the Foundation of Knowledge, which will be available in a new second edition this July. Dr. McGonigal received her BS in nursing from Penn State University, a master's in nursing from Indiana University of Pennsylvania, and her PhD in Foundations of Education from the University of Pittsburgh. She is the President of Educational Advancement Associates, Editor-in-Chief of the Online Journal of Nursing Informatics, and a Professor of Nursing at Chamberlain College of Nursing. Dr. Mastrian is an Associate Professor of Nursing and Program Coordinator for the Shenandoah campus of Penn State. She has a BS in Nursing from Penn State, a Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Pittsburgh, and a PhD in Sociology with an emphasis on Medical Sociology. She is one of the founding proposers to place the RN to BS program online for Penn State's World Campus and has continued to be involved in that program. Welcome, Dr. McGonigal and Dr. Mastrian. Thank you for joining us today. Well, Dr. McGonigal, we'll start with you. Why is the study of nursing informatics important for students pursuing a degree in nursing today?
I think one of the biggest things is that nursing professionals are knowledge workers, and that means that they are very information dependent. And in this society with technology moving so fast that we have to be able to capture what we need for our patients at the right time, at the right place, know where to get it, and have it so that it is meaningful to us so that we can implement it in their care. So nursing informatics is all about how we process that information and how we improve patient care through our knowledge of how to get the information, what to do with the information, how to disseminate, you know, anything from acquiring it to disseminating it.
I think this is Kathy. I'd like to add that all of the key elements of healthcare are dependent on information. And when we think about informatics, what we really are talking about is the management of information using technology. So key items like safety and comprehensive evidence-based care, efficiencies in healthcare, sharing data and information, privacy, confidentiality, all of those things are absolutely information dependent, and it's critical that new nurses and all nurses understand nursing informatics.
Well, and I think that's true, Kath. I really believe that we are in an age where to be a nurse, you need to have information at your fingertips, literally. And if you don't know how to access it, you don't know how to use the technology appropriately, you're not going to be able to give the care that you need to give. And especially when we start talking about bioinformatics and the new things that are coming out every day on targeting individuals and how we treat people. So everything is so information dependent. Telehealth. Telenursing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our patients are depending on us to have the latest and the greatest and the best information. And the only way to do that is through informatics and our technology tools.
And I think the other thing, too, is nursing informatics, when we think of the study of nursing informatics at the baccalaureate level, that's one issue. But when you talk about nursing informatics at the master's level, those students now are going to be able to create and modify the information systems and the technology structures that we have in the future. That is really potent.
Yes, and I think you're really getting at the fact that this book is also designed for master's level and doctorate of nursing practice students.
When we developed this text, it was designed to take care of a wide range of issues in informatics, or the lack of knowledge in informatics, essentially, so that it should suffice for people who are just starting, because we talk about the building blocks, but then it also should handle the experts, because we get into other issues such as bioinformatics, the systems development life cycle, and the future. What's going on in the future with information systems in education, in research, in administration, and in clinical practice?
And perhaps it would help our audience to understand the fact that We wrote this book because there was not a comprehensive text on the market that fit our needs as we were teaching informatics courses and developing additional courses for with informatics content.
And that's a great point, Kathy, because we really saw the students struggling. We had to really emphasize where those building blocks came from and try to get articles and different materials to the students where now they have it in one textbook. So I'm very excited about the text.
Excellent response. Really appreciate the in-depth nature of both of your replies to that question. Dr. Mastrian, this text is one of the first to include information on the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, or HITECH Act, of 2009. Can you talk more about why that's important for students to understand?
Well, I think that many of our students have at least heard about HIPAA, for example, the management of private health information. But HITECH is part of the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act, and it affirms the goal of all Americans to have an electronic health record. And it also expands privacy rules that were established by HIPAA and does a very good job of identifying how and who and what should be private and why it should be private. And those are critically important pieces of information for our students to understand. In addition, the HITECH Act provides monetary incentives for investing in electronic health records as long as that those records shells or those software programs are certified for meaningful use. And so it is important for our students to understand the HITECH Act, and we do have that as part of a chapter on legislative aspects of informatics in this particular book.
I think when you actually reflect on information and the type of information that we have as nurses, we have intimate information on our patients. So understanding how to manage that information is critical. The HITECH Act puts a little bit more bite into what was there before as HIPAA and has a lot more sanctions, and the institutions can really get slammed if our nurses do not understand how to manage and handle that information.
Great, thank you. Dr. McGonigal, back to you. How do you see emerging technologies affecting the nursing profession? And more so, can you give us your thoughts on how instructors should address this in the classroom?
Well, I think that's a twofold question in and of itself, because there are technologies affecting the classroom and how we deliver nursing education via online blended classrooms where you have an online delivery with some face-to-face. So there are emerging technologies that our faculty need to deal with just to present their materials in a way that's more meaningful and better for our students. So that's one issue. The second issue for the emerging technologies that the nursing profession is facing, we are seeing new technologies springing up all the time. What we need to do is prepare our students to understand and not be afraid of technology, but to embrace it, because it is our future. We are very technologically astute as far as nursing informatics nurses, but the nurses who are not informatics astute have issues dealing with the technologies that they need to provide better patient care. So we need to get everybody up and functioning on that. I think there are a lot of emerging technologies that are coming in right now, and one of the biggest are the targeting aspects, that we can individually target patients now for not only their treatment, but also for the prevention of disease based on the Genome Project and bioinformatics. So those technologies are really hot right now, and our nursing classrooms, our educators, have to be buzzing with that type of technology and that talk so that we get our future workforce involved and hopefully get them going on to the master's and PhD level so that they can develop more and more technologies that help nursing process what we need to process. access for our patients.
Now, this is Kathy. I'd like to add to what Dee said, and that is that technology use in general in healthcare is exploding. And although we need to recognize it's not possible to introduce students to every possible healthcare technology, they should be introduced to enough technology to develop the savvy for managing technology. And as Dee said, not be afraid to utilize technology. Because once you get over the hump of technology and the fear of technology, you can really apply lessons learned in one technology to another technology. For example, databases share certain basic elements regardless of the software vendor. Or computers, of course, share certain basic elements regardless of the manufacturer. And the same would go for monitoring equipment, for example, in a healthcare system, and particularly monitors that are now where the data that the monitor is collecting is fed directly into the electronic health record. Now, while we might not have the opportunity in our schools of nursing to have that specific technology at our fingertips in our laboratories, we can expose students to enough different types of technology that they will not be intimidated by the new technology that they're going to experience literally once a week, probably in their practice life.
I think you brought up an excellent point, Kathy. Intimidation. We need to teach nurses that they are users of these technologies and they have a voice so that they can ask for certain things from the technologies and even demand that the technologies answer and address their issues and nursing issues, because for so long, program developers developed and we used. And now people are understanding in the last 10, 20 years, they're starting to understand that we need to develop for the user, the end user. So as a nurse who's using a piece of technology or an information system, we need to be able to be vocal and comfortable to say what we need for our workflows and what we need to do our jobs.
And finally, Dr. Mastrian, there are a few other texts on the subject of nursing informatics for use in academia. Can you tell us what makes your book different from similar textbooks on the market?
Well, probably the key thing that differentiates our book from others on the market is that we used a theoretical framework as an overarching organization for our book, and we emphasized the whole concept of knowledge building. So the framework is talked about throughout the text, and it gives faculty the opportunity to really think about knowledge building in nursing and why this is critically important. The second thing that separates us from others is that we have separate chapters on the building blocks of nursing informatics. We have a chapter on nursing science, one on information science, one on computer science, and one on cognitive science. And what this does is really brings home the idea of all of these sciences working in combination to build or be the foundation of nursing informatics. Many other texts mention these in passing, and in our case, we really tried to emphasize that scientific basis. As Dee mentioned earlier, before this text was written, we struggled getting our students to understand those basic sciences and how they could sort of roll together and work together as one in a textbook. And I believe that by offering these as separate chapters with very detailed information about each of the sciences, that it sets us apart. In addition, we added this cognitive science piece to informatics, and this gets back to what Dee was talking about just a minute ago, is the idea of user-friendliness of technology and intuitiveness of technology, and the fact that nurses need to be vocal. They need to talk about the fact when technology is getting in the way of their practice, when it's not designed appropriately. And cognitive informatics is the science that actually informs all of that, because it really talks about you know, how do people think and what would be intuitive for this user? So again, that's another piece of our text that that is different from others that are on the market. One other thing that sets our book apart is, as we talked about earlier, the fact that there is a chapter that comprehensively covers the High Tech Act. In addition, there's a chapter on bioinformatics, which I know Dee mentioned earlier, and is new to most nurses in the field. We have a separate chapter on patient safety, which spends time talking specifically about technology and how technology can be utilized to promote patient safety. And the chapter on meaningful use and workflow, because clinical workflows are disrupted by technology in the beginning. And so it's important to consider workflow as new technologies are implemented. And then finally, the chapters on simulations and gaming are new and important for nurses to understand as they are working in healthcare.
I'd like to add that we are very fortunate. We have two experts who wrote our future section, and I think they've done an excellent job to bring that, I guess, that longing for learning or the yearning for learning, whatever you want to call it, for people to realize what's going to happen and how much do we need to know to function today and to move with the technology in the future. So I really think the textbook has answered and addressed many questions, and I'm so thankful for its success.
Thank you both for joining us today. Those were all excellent responses, which I'm sure our listeners will appreciate. Well, that concludes this episode of the Jones and Bartlett Learning Podcast series. We've been speaking with Dr. Dee McGonigal and Dr. Kathy Mastrian, authors of Nursing Informatics and the Foundation of Knowledge. To learn more about the new second edition of Nursing Informatics and the Foundation of Knowledge, or to request a complimentary review copy, visit go.jblearning.com/nursinginformatics. That's go.jblearning.com/nursinginformatics. Jones and Bartlett Learning, a division of Ascend Learning, is a world-leading provider of instructional, assessment, and learning performance management solutions for the secondary, post-secondary, and professional markets. To learn more about Jones and Bartlett Learning, visit the corporate website at www.jblearning.com.